This is the Talking Tigers podcast, presented by Wickles Pickles. Look for Wickles Pickles at a grocery store near you and bring those tangy and fresh pickles to your home. Now, here's Andy Burcham with another Talking Tigers podcast.
Consider the last 2 months in the life of Brett Holmes. The senior at Auburn University is set to graduate next month with a degree from the McWhorter School of Building Science and the College of Architecture, Design, and Construction. Last month, the Munford, Alabama native won the ARCA Menard Series Championship. You see, Holmes is a racer on the NASCAR development circuit. His next step, hopefully, is the Gander RV and Outdoors NASCAR Truck Series. ARCA champion and soon-to-be Auburn University graduate Brett Holmes is featured in this Talking Tigers podcast presented by Wickles Pickles. Welcome to another edition of the Talking Tigers podcast presented by Wickles Pickles. Today, it's a little bit different. I don't think we've ever had a racer on with us, at least not this kind of racer. Brett Holmes, an Auburn University student and the Menards ARCA champion, joins us today on the Talking Tigers podcast. War Eagle, Brett, glad to have you with us today. Put into words what the last couple months of your life has been like for you.
Yeah, War Eagle, thank you for having me on. Yeah, the past couple of months have been just really stressful, but all of it kind of came to fruition, and everything that we've done in the past has really paid off, and winning this championship means so much to us as long as we've been in the series and being in school at the same time, and trying to do that on the weekends has been extremely tough, and that's why it's taken me a little bit longer to get done with school, but hopefully we're getting towards the end here, and I wouldn't know what to do with myself if I wasn't this busy. So I really enjoy it, and I love doing it.
Brett is just finishing up his senior thesis project in the McWhorter School of Building Science, the College of Architecture, Design, and Construction. In a few words, what is this thesis project about?
So basically, it's about a construction project of one that has been built or is currently being built. Basically, you send in the plans and specifications in, and that's what you utilize to do your project on. You basically build a BIM model, do a lot of different analysis. You kind of create your own kind of fake company and really just go through the entire job as far as a schedule and estimate, a site plan, there's a whole lot of things that go into it. It's over 100 pages long, and it takes the whole semester to do it.
Brett, is this an individual project or is this a group project?
This is individual.
And all of that while you're wrapping up a championship on the Menards ARCA Series.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's why it's been so tough. And the schedule this year got condensed because of the virus pandemic. And, so most of our races were, we missed 3 months of races, basically. So we had to condense the schedule to get the full 20 race schedule in. And it was extremely tough. I mean, we went 4 months without a weekend off, and that wears on you a bunch, especially when you're spending a lot of miles on the road and time away from your friends and family. It was really tough for sure.
Neil Reed with Auburn's Office of Communications and Marketing has written a terrific story about Brett. You can go to www.auburn.edu to read more about Brett and this ARCA Series championship. In that article, Brett, he writes about a time a couple years ago, back in 2018, where you thought about giving up racing. What was that time like, and what turned things around for you?
I don't like to think about that time too much, but it's the truth. 2018, it was our third year kind of in the series. We ran really well in ARCA when we first started in 2016, and 2017 and 2018, it just seemed like it was getting worse, and that's something you don't want to happen. Is you always want to see improvement year over year, not decline. So yeah, that year, we ran about halfway through the season and decided to shut the team down for a short period of time. That was just based on the fact that we were so disgusted with how we were running performance wise, and just knowing that I could do a lot better than what we were doing. And it made for some tough days for sure. You start, questioning your own ability. You question a lot of the choices you've made, and there's just some bad thoughts that kind of get in your head when you go through something like that. So there were definitely some days I thought about quitting, and because it's a big sacrifice, you know. I mean, like I said, it's a huge sacrifice for time and money, and it, you know, and you think about where you could be putting it elsewhere. But man, I mean, I love the sport. I really do. And I hate that I was thinking about doing that at one time, and I'm glad I didn't give up, because it turned out pretty good for us.
What turned things around for you, Brett?
We hired Shane Huffman as my crew chief in the beginning of 2019. He really turned the team around. He's a really smart guy, really sharp. And, you know, as soon as we started that season, I could feel how much better our cars were, like setup wise, and how much faster we were compared to the past couple of years. And so I think getting another year under my belt with him is really what changed our results.
All right, let's describe what the ARCA series is for those that maybe know a little bit about NASCAR, and describe what the ARCA series is and where you are in that process, if you would.
Yeah, so basically the ARCA series is a national stock car racing series. We race across the country, mainly on the eastern half of the U.S. And it's basically like a funnel series for, you know, people who are – for drivers who are trying to get into the top three series of NASCAR, which is the Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the Cup Series. So it's a really good series to race in before you go on and do something like that. It really prepares you for that level. And NASCAR just bought ARCA a year or two ago, and so they've made a lot of changes for the good. And it's been a great series for me, and just been learning a lot, logging a lot of laps, and with how we did this year, we're prepared to do to take that next step.
Brett Holmes, ARCA champion and soon to be Auburn University graduate, our guest on the Talking Tigers podcast. You come by racing honestly. I mean, it's literally in the blood, isn't it?
My dad, you know, grew up dirt late model racing. He started out in his 20s, and we grew up there in the Munford area. So really, really close, about 10 minutes away from the Super Speedway at Talladega. So it's just the region, the area we're from, and the history and everything my dad did, and all the racing we've done in that area at the Talladega short track is, I guess, that's why you could say that. Yeah.
What was your first step into organized racing?
So I started racing go-karts when I was about, I made my first start when I was about 5 or 6 years old. And then I really started getting into it when I was 8. I started racing dirt go-karts, mainly local at the Talladega short track, and then traveled a little bit doing that. But then made the step up to dirt late models and did that for a few years, and then moved to asphalt late models. And then we found ourselves in ARCA. So we've had success across all different divisions of racing with our own team and with our own teams that we've built. And it's been a crazy journey, that's for sure.
Brett, when did you know that this is something you wanted to pursue? I don't know if full-time is the right way to put it, but it was going to be more than just something in the Talladega area that you wanted to pursue at this point.
I think when I was dirt racing, there was a time period there where I really thought about it, where I was like, when you're dirt racing, there's only so far you can go. There's only, you know, there's only so far you can make it. And in racing. So, you know, I started thinking about what the next steps would be to, if I wanted to advance in racing, like how do I make it to NASCAR? So that's when we made the decision to start asphalt late model racing. And I think we took the right steps as far as the divisions we went into and everything, and not moving up too quick and having success before we did move up. Sometime around then, it had to be when I was around 13, 14 years old when I really made that decision.
When did Auburn figure into this equation? And not just Auburn. I mean, it's not like you picked the easiest major out there to go into, and the time and the sweat that goes into a major in the McWhorter School of Building Science and College of Architecture, Design, and Construction. When did all of this begin for you?
Yeah, so I mean, I started school in 2015. You know, I went to a good school back home that was really a college preparatory school. So that was always my plan all along. I've wanted to get a degree, and even with racing, you know, just to have something to fall back on. And you know, because it's definitely a really tough sport to make it in, like the rest of them. So, and we have a family run construction company back home. So, and that's, you know, all that's I've just grew up with all that around me in my whole life, and that's just what I'm used to and I enjoy doing. And so that it was really a pretty easy decision to make.
You will graduate at Jordan-Hare Stadium next month in the month of December. I can't imagine what that's going to be like for you and your family. to be at Jordan-Hare Stadium and wrap up a most remarkable 2020. I mean, what we've all dealt with the COVID pandemic and Arca Menards Series Championship and graduation. I mean, you'll never forget 2020, will you?
Yeah, definitely. And I hate that it was this year of all of them that all this started coming together, you know, for me. And I think part of it was due to the fact that we got a few months off. We got, you know, 2-3 months off to kind of reset. And as far as the racing side of things, got to update some cars on our team. And that really helped our performance along the way after that break. And it's been a whirlwind of a year for sure. And I know a lot of people are can't wait to get it over with and can't wait for it to be 2021. And I definitely don't blame them. I'm in the same boat. But this year is definitely been one not to forget, because we've accomplished a lot this year.
Brett, where is Mumford the headquarters for your racing team?
No, sir. That's just where I'm from back home, where my dad lives, and the construction company is from. The race team is based out of Mooresville, North Carolina. That's where, you know, most of the people who have experience with working in that area are. So that's kind of where you have to be.
In a regular year for you, and let's just talk the racing side right now, what is that schedule like when you're developing the car, the laps that you can get in that car, and then getting out and you're heading to tracks each and every week during the season? Kind of give us an idea what that schedule is like.
Yeah, I mean, we don't get much of an off season for sure. I mean, we end in October, we start back in January. So we test in January at Daytona. February we race there, and then there's one or two races through March and April, and then it really starts going through May. Meat of the schedules in the summer, but we're immediately working right after the season is over, either updating cars or building new ones or planning, you know, as far as schedule wise what races we're going to do. And pretty hectic. There's not much of an off season. There's not much time you can take off with this stuff, because there's so much that goes into these cars and so much that goes into the logistics of things. And it's really hectic for sure. And that's what we're in the process of doing right now over this month and the next month, is schedule wise deciding what we're going to do next season. And, you know, a lot of that is dependent on sponsorship and partnerships with manufacturers, as far as who is going to help us for next year. So I think we bring a lot to the table after we proved what we did this year.
Describe what your race helmet looks like.
It's basically an Auburn football helmet. That was the helmet I raced last year. You have to get a new helmet every year, so I don't get to keep wearing that one. But that was my helmet for the year, and I just thought, you know, when I got it painted, nothing would suit it any better. So,
how much do you get to say as far as the setup of the car during this time of the year? How much are you under the hood, so to speak, with the car or the cars that you'll be racing in 2021?
Yeah, so I mean, normally over winter break, I get to go up to the race shop for about a week or two. And me and my crew chief Shane, we stay in constant, I mean, we talk almost every day. I mean, we just talk about plans, kind of what we want to do, and just personally how things are going in our lives. But I think that's something we did a really good job this year, is debriefing after races, you know, communicating about what the car needs and what direction we feel like has been a positive step for us. And I mean, this year, man, we had really race winning cars almost every race. I mean, the speedway stuff we had was top notch. Our short track cars can improve a little bit, I think, but that's really the only area I think right now, as far as the ARCA cars go, that we can improve. But right now we're more worried about, you know, what races we're wanting to run, getting ready for Daytona, and possibly moving up to the truck series. So that's kind of thing where things were fumbling right now.
Wickles Pickles is proud to be the new sponsor of the Talking Tigers podcast. From Saturday sandwiches to Thanksgiving dinner, that secret 90-year-old recipe has people from all over calling to get some of those sweet and spicy jars. Look for Wickles Pickles at a grocery store near you and bring those tangy and fresh pickles to your home. Made fresh in Dadeville, Alabama.
Describe, and I've had the opportunity to do a ride along at Talladega a couple years ago and get strapped in the car. And I think we did 189 down the back straight there, back straightaway. Yep. There at Talladega. For many folks, they have no idea what that sensation is like to be at a super speedway like Talladega, or as you mentioned, Daytona. What was it like the first time you got out there at Talladega or Daytona after watching all the legends of your childhood, and now you're finally behind the wheel at one of these legendary courses?
Well, first thought that came to mind was, you know, all these backseat drivers who talk all the time, they can just shut up because they don't know what they're looking at, or they don't know what they're getting into. Because, you know, when you're making laps by yourself at those tracks, it's not that bad. But when you're in a draft and you're right on the back bumper of another car, and there's one right on the back bumper of you, that's where it's super nerve wracking. And you make one little slip up, one little mistake, and you're going to wreck yourself along with, you know, 5 to 10 other cars. And mentally, that's the biggest thing to get over, and being smooth, making the right decisions, and just staying out of trouble and not, you know, slipping up any. That's the biggest thing. And more experience of those tracks definitely help when you're making the decision of what line to go into and how to block. And I did a lot better job of that this year. We led some laps at Daytona and finished third at Talladega this year. So as far as driving goes, really it is bad, but mentally making those decisions and being quick with it and not hesitating is the biggest key.
All right. Other than your dad, who do you pattern yourself after? Who do you want to be like as a race car driver?
I've always said, and this is these two guys, you know, vary a good bit from each other, but Kenny Schrader and Carl Edwards, they've always been my guys. And luckily I've had a good friendship and personal relationship with them. And we became friends back in when my dad raced dirt late models, and that's how we met Kenny Schrader, and his cousin is Carl. So we ran the Prelude to the Dream race at Eldora back when they did that in 2007 through 2012. And we won it with Carl Edwards in our car. I haven't got to see him in a long time, but he texted me after the Kansas win and the championship and told me congratulations. And I get to see Kenny every now and then at the racetrack. He used to own his own ARCA team, but I see him around a lot at racetracks. And they're just some of the most down-to-earth people and nice people that you could ever meet. And just real racers, real wheelmen. And that's who I definitely want to be like one day. They pride themselves a lot in being good people. Grandin Finger, he's another guy that has helped me in my career in the ARCA series. And he crew chiefed me some races when I first started out. He's a full-time driver in the truck series. And he's also from Alabama. He's from Fairhope. So we talk almost every week as well. So those three guys have definitely been the biggest impact on me. And if I can come close to being like any of those guys, I'll be content.
Are you in the next generation of the Alabama gang out there?
I hope so. I think I got a lot more to accomplish before I consider myself a member of that. And hopefully one day that can happen. But those guys, you know, they've accomplished a lot in their careers. And Red Farmer's still going. He's still racing, you know, some at the short track, and he's in his 80s. So I don't know if I'll ever catch up. You know, those group of guys, it would be, you know, I, like I said, I've got a long way till I get there or to be considered a part of that. But if I get close to doing that, I'd be happy.
Brett, how special is the Kansas Speedway to you? Your first win, and you wrap up your first championship there at Kansas.
Yeah, I knew it seemed like we just had it going on at that track. But man, there were some other tracks that I feel like we let some wins slip away from us this year. I feel like Michigan and I-44 Speedway, Memphis Speedway, I feel like I we let two or three other wins slip away from us. Our Speedway program was just top notch this year. We were the fastest car almost every race. And earlier in the year, we led like 80 something laps in a 100 lap race and won the race. And then luckily we got to finish out the year there at Kansas. So I knew there was going to be no problem to wrap up the championship in that last race at being there. It'll be a special place in my heart for sure.
Describe the feeling that you had when you wrapped up that series championship. And hopefully that's the first of many championships for you at all kinds of levels in racing. But this was a big step for you.
Yeah, for sure. And I hope so. You know, the first few feelings I felt were just relief and satisfaction. Man, it just, you know, I've been in the series since 2016 and just been working our tails off since then to get this. You know, it's been so many years, and I feel like as long as I've been in college, I've been ARCA racing too. So, you know, we've worked our butts off for this and taken a different route to do it. You know, we started our own team A lot of people don't do that. A lot of drivers don't do that. They normally just go ahead and go to a team that's already established. And so we had to go through those growing pains. And just to think about the years we struggled and it, and to think about the year I thought about quitting, and it was just for it to all come together and for us to pull it off was really cool. And especially us competing against the guys we're competing against. I mean, Joe Gibbs Racing, they're a cup team. They field an ARCA car. GMS Racing, Venturini, DGR, a lot of those guys get help from manufacturers, from Toyota and Ford, and that's something we didn't have this year. So I think we've done a lot with a little this year, and to beat the guys like that, it was a really good feeling.
In a normal year, when students are on campus and going to class on campus at Auburn, a Bo Nix walks across campus or Isaac Okoro, somebody like that, folks recognize those guys. Did your classmates recognize the ARCA champion walking across campus?
Through college, I've had two or three guys, you know, I've had class with that knew how I was just from racing and keeping up with it. But I've been going to the last 2 years of building science. I've been in the same cohort with the same 60 people. So they've got to know me real well and me to them. And they've kept up with me racing and watch and support me, which is really cool. And some of them became really good friends. So I think if I had been up in a little bit higher level, I think that would have been more often. But I think more of them are focused on football and basketball than racing right now. So
describe the cooperation you had to get with your professors on campus to work around your ARCA schedule and to be wrapping up your final semester on the Auburn University campus as well.
Well, I mean, that's something I've always said has been one of the great things about Auburn is most of the professors, especially in the school of building science, have been extremely lenient with me as far as attendance goes and, you know, the days I've had to miss. And they truly care. You know, they care about what you've got going on in your personal life. Just because it's not a university event or a school sport event, you know, you've got your own thing going on in school and the only thing you got going on in your life, man. So for them to care enough to let me off the hook sometimes to go racing is really cool. And they support me too. And they, you know, they I had a few professors text me and told me they were proud of me. So it was really cool.
Can you describe what your thesis was about? What kind of company, what kind of construction project were you projecting?
It was about the Wesley Chapel Recreation Center in Tampa, Florida, or Wesley Chapel, Florida, right above Tampa. It's about a $4 million job. It's in the process of being built right now. It started back in, I want to say, March or April sometime. Nothing was complete yet. The job is still going on, so I couldn't ever go, you know, visit or talk to anybody within those companies that are, you know, because it hadn't been done yet. But our thing is just based off of the plans and specifications, and you basically base your whole project off of that and make a, you know, a thesis presentation that's over 100 pages, and it's very long, very thorough, and I don't think I got mine was as long as the other classmates, but I think I got it done. So
was that assigned to you, or did you choose that?
They give you certain parameters to pick a job, and that takes a little bit too to find a good job to do, and it's got to be in within a certain square foot range, a certain price range. It can't be just a basic chain building like a Walmart or anything like that. It's got to be a little bit more unique. So that approval process is tough too to find, just to even find a project to do it on.
In addition to this next season of ARCA racing for you, 2021, you mentioned the truck series. Is that the next step for you in your mind?
Yes, sir. I think so. I mean, I think we've proved a little bit what we needed to prove in ARCA. And I still plan to run some races in ARCA. I think I'm going to run like a part-time schedule, probably some more of the bigger tracks and just be that, just, you know, let it be that. But we're wanting to push forward constantly. And I think winning the championship showed that we can do that and we're capable of doing more. So that's the direction we're kind of headed.
Is that something you have some experience in, or will it be a first time event for you?
No, this will definitely be my first time. I haven't got the privilege of racing a truck yet, but I've studied a lot. I've watched a lot of races, a lot of in-car cameras, trying to take in any information I can get. But I think with time we'll be just as good as we were in ARCA.
I've got two questions for you. Describe what you did and what happened for you and your family and some friends at Talladega.
Talladega put on an event for me, kind of just giving me the opportunity to have my family and friends and anybody who's helped us in racing along the way. So that was the same night the banquet aired, because it was a virtual banquet. So it was basically a watch party for that, and just everything they did for it. I mean, they had a huge setup for it, and they knocked it out of the park. They didn't have to do that for me. They chose to do that, and which means so much to me, because they want to support me, and because I'm from the area and raced a lot in the area, and I want to make those people proud as well. But also getting inducted into the Motorsports Hall of Fame building that's in front of the Speedway, that was a really cool deal for me. Hopefully I accomplish more in racing, and we'll get to have some more events like that.
Hopefully you do. Final question, and I ask this of the student athletes and the former student athletes that are on this podcast. And I want to ask you when your time is done and you're sitting there and you've graduated from Auburn and you look back on your 4.5, 5 years at Auburn, what is it going to mean to you to have been an Auburn student and have that Auburn degree?
It means the world to me. I feel like I've grown and changed so much as a person, as a man. You know, it's really the first kind of time period you're on your own. So you learn a lot. You realize, you know, you sleep in the bed you make, you know, and that saying that metaphorically, as far as decisions you make, and you can take yourself anywhere you want to go. So I've learned a lot. I've grown a lot. And I feel like Auburn is, you know, they provide every resource you need if you need help or if you want to succeed as far as you want to go. So it's been like my second home, and I'll miss living here. That'll be one of the big things. I'll miss, you know, being around my friends all the time, and kind of scared of the grown-up life. I don't know how it's going to go, but I trust myself enough to make the right decisions. And I'm just thankful for, you know, everybody that's been a part. I mean, all the professors, the faculty, the media people at Auburn too, who have helped me out a lot, like yourself and Jeff Shear and Neil. They don't have to do what they do. They support me because I go to Auburn, and it's Auburn family. They want to do that. So it's really cool to be a part of that.
You bring up a good point. Jeff Shear wrote a really nice article about Brett. Go to auburntigers.com and search for Brett there. Just curious, you're going to be heading back home to live, or are you going to go to North Carolina to live when you graduate? Where's the next step for you?
I'll probably be living back home most of the time and helping out with a construction company, but I'll be back and forth a lot more than I normally am. I'll definitely be up at the race shop a lot more.
Brett, thank you for taking time out today. Wish you all the best. Graduation, enjoy that. We wish you all the best moving forward to you. War Eagle.
Yes, sir. War Eagle. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
For Brett Holmes and the Talking Tigers podcast, presented by Wickles Pickles, I'm Andy Burcham. Have a safe and happy Thanksgiving. Be strong and be courageous. War Eagle.